7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Is it that time again? Yes, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am, in fact, the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm calling this meeting to order right now by drinking this tea. Maybe a little bit more. So good. Well, I'll tell you, I'm having some kind of weird day today. Let me tell you. Oh, man. I went to bed relatively early. I was, comparatively, considering the last couple of weeks. And that means I went to bed at about 3 a.m. And I was asleep by 3:15 or so, I'm pretty sure. And so I went to bed, and then I woke up. And I thought, oh, gosh, I slept pretty good. And I rolled over and I looked at my clock, and it said 4:39. I woke up and I thought, okay, it's time to get up. But I noticed it was still a little bit dark. I thought, that's weird. And then I rolled over and realized, oh, it's only 4:39 or whatever. I haven't even slept 2 hours. And it took me a while to get back to sleep, like 20 minutes, maybe a little bit more. That was weird. And so then I woke up again and I thought, okay, now it's morning because I could see light. And it was just before 9 o'clock a.m. And I'm like, oh, God, great. And so I tried to go back to sleep. That did not work out for me at all. And so I had to get up. And I thought, okay, well, it won't be too bad because at least I've got a football game to watch. Which is true. So I watched my football game. Yay, West Ham. And then I started, and I ate breakfast and everything, and I thought, well, I guess I'm just going to have to stay up. No. I started to get tired again, like crash tired. That was really bizarre. And I thought, okay, I better try to go back to sleep, and so I did. And I woke up 15 minutes ago. It is now mid-afternoon. And I'm getting a mighty late start doing some of this stuff. Oh. Now I'm trying to figure out, why am I so weird? What's making me so weird today? Then I realize, oh, maybe it's the heat. This is another above 90 degree days. It was 90 something yesterday. And it's 90 something today. Ugh. Maybe that's what's making me all weird. And the worst part of it is now I'm realizing that I really needed to go to the store. I've got like no food. I was supposed to go to the store last night. And I forgot, it's not that I have no food, it's just that I don't have any really good food. And so now I'm thinking, God, do I need to go to the store this afternoon? On a Sunday afternoon in the heat, it's going to be brutal. Everybody and their dog is going to be at the store, so, and it's going to be hot. And I'm just going to not go. It's actually... The lesser of two evils here is actually not eating. But I do have some food. I always have rice, so I could make some rice if I have to. I've got some other stuff. I'm just going to nibble and graze all day, I think. Then maybe later tonight, I'll go to the store. Like around 7. I don't know. I'm going to take my glasses off here. My eye is a little itchy and weird. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Another thing that I don't like about Sundays is that the mail doesn't move. The post does not post. The post is not postage-y. It is just not a day for anything functional happening. I am waiting for some stuff in the mail. I'm waiting for those parts that I ordered on Thursday. So I think they got shipped on Friday. And they had one day of travel, Saturday, maybe. I don't know how the mail works anymore. So I'm hoping I get these parts this week. Well, maybe it won't be until next week. I don't know. I still got some thinking to do. I need to think about all the work I need to do. Ooh. In preparation of making this new guitar. Now, I know I've been speaking about cigar box guitars a lot lately. And I'm kind of going to get away from that, but not by much. This guitar I'm making is really just a solid body cigar box guitar. It isn't anything fancy, but it is sort of one step above making just a regular cigar box guitar. So there's a little bit more thought that I have to put into it. And it's not like I'm really thinking too hard. It's just that, I want to be ready. Because, of course, I want to have this project finished as soon as possible. Because I don't want to actually build a guitar. I want to play the guitar that I build. My interest in life is not making musical instruments. My interest in life is playing musical instruments. And musical instruments are very, very expensive. And if you don't have the jillions of dollars that you need to play all the musical instruments in the world, you're going to have to find alternative ways to go about doing this. And one of those ways is to build your own stuff. And if you've been listening to this show for the last week or two, that's all I've been talking about, is building instruments and stuff. So that's where I am, sitting around thinking about what I want to build. Oh, and I'm reminded, I've got the TV on drone racing here. I don't want to watch drone racing. Aren't there some Mothra movies on today? Yeah. Here we go. As I flip over to the Comet Network, here's a kid who just got chased up a tree by a dog. Yes, it's the rebirth of Mothra. Let's read the description here. Miniature twins, you know, the twin fairies, summon a gigantic moth to battle their evil sister and the demonic three-headed beast. Well, that demonic three-headed beast is King Ghidorah. And here's a little kid talking to the evil twin's sister. She's riding a miniature dragon. This is one of the Heisei Mothras. Oh, and here's the twin fairies riding the cute kawaii SD Mothra. Do-do-do-do-do, flying through the cityscape. It's so fun. Mosura, Mosura. I think I got Mothra movies on all day. And here come here's the twin fairies rescuing the kid from the tree. Because Mothra, like all monsters, is the friend of all children. So after the rebirth of Mothra, we have Rebirth of Mothra 2 in 2.5 hours. And then after that, we have Rebirth of Mothra 3. That's the one where he goes back in time. And that goes all the way up until 9 p.m. So I have got 7 hours and 10 minutes of Mothra movies on today. Yeah. Mosura, Mosura. Yeah, this one isn't too bad. It certainly could be worse. I like this little miniature flying dragon. He's pretty cool. He's inside the kid's house now. Oh, and the evil sister of the twin fairies is now standing on a beer can. Is she going to try to drink some of the beer? She opens the beer can, and the splash blasts her off the top of the beer can. Asahi Black, if you're wondering what beer it is. So yeah, that's what I'm doing today. Pretty exciting, huh? Yeah, so here we are, sitting around just noodling around in Aeolian mode. This is a relatively easy thing to do. I do have my new musical instrument, whatever this thing is, the 3-string fretless golden fruitcake tin sitar. It is tuned D-A-D. D-A-D. And that low D is actually 2 octaves lower than the high D. Usually that's only a 1 octave difference, but I put the big thick string on so I could get some bass, so I could get some low sounds. And I like it this way. It sounds cool. And so I'm just sitting here making stuff up, improvising. And if you'll notice, I have a certain way I do that, sort of a formula. and it's very easy to figure out. What you do is you start on your beginning note, which is always just the open string. This isn't always true, but this is the way I like to do it most of the time. You start there, and then you can start playing any old notes you want. You wiggle your finger around and play a bunch of notes, and then you'll notice I like to stop up here a lot. I go from here to here, and I sit there for a minute. And I rest. I go around again and stop in the same place. Then I'll do that some more. Then I'll return to the home base, that open string, that open note. And that's basically it. Basically, you start in the same place you end, and you can find places to rest. And there's going to be some real obvious ones, because they're going to sound really good, like this one. Then there's going to be some that don't sound quite as good. But those always are good ones to get to right before you rest, because those help build up the tension. And that's the secret. That's the secret to improvisation on this instrument. And a lot of instruments, other instruments too. I'll tell you right now that this is basically the technique for playing all ragas in Indian classical music. Now, I don't want to get technical and, you know, try to scare people away from playing music, but if you can do this, suddenly you can play ragas. Because the whole thing about playing ragas in Indian music is that it is improvisational. You do want to start in a certain place, and you do want to emphasize other intervals, meaning you want to rest there. So in Indian classical music, there's this interval relationship called the sa-pa relationship. And the sa-pa relationship is just the fifth, what we call the fifth. And it's basically, it's how this thing is tuned. And so when you're taking lessons from an Indian guru, they'll tell you, you know, pay respect to sa and pa. You can play everything else, but, you know, make sure you sort of focus on these notes, and so everything sounds cool. And so basically, that's all there is to it. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, I'm not really that interested in Indian classical music. I like Irish and Scottish music, you know, like folk tunes and fiddle tunes and Irish jigs and that kind of stuff. Well, it just so happens that the Irish music works the same way. They're into the same thing. That's how bagpipes work. And that's how, you know, Irish jigs and penny whistle tunes and fiddle tunes, that's how they work too. So, you know, if you can sort of wrap your head around doing it that way, then you're golden. That's another interesting place to come to a rest. is that first note. There's my favorite harmonic, right there on the octave. And that's the other thing, if you don't want to end up by going back down to your home note like this, you can always end up at the octave. The octave is the note that is directly halfway between the nut and the bridge, in case you need to find it, and it sounds like this. And it's three octaves above that bass note. Sounds really cool. So if you're looking for something different, you can finish by going up and you can stop and end your little song on the octave. And it sounds something like this. Do whatever sounds cool. That's what why I do what I do. Well, Tobe, why do you like playing in these weird modes and stuff? And Indian music and ragas and blah, blah, blah. Well, I like them because they sound different. I grew up listening to a lot of music, and once you hear the major scale and the minor scale enough, you kind of get sick of it. And you're looking for something fresh. And when I was a kid, I heard a lot of Mixolydian. The Mixolydian mode is not a whole heck of a lot different than the major scale. It just has one little different thing. But that mode is extremely popular in musics around the world. You can hear that particular scale in bagpipes or in mountain dulcimers and in a lot of Indian music, because what we call the Mixolydian mode is also a raga called Kamashthat in Hindustani. There's another name for it in the Carnatic music tradition. But yeah, you can find this all over the place. All over the place. Me, myself, I've just been exploring new modes lately. I do like Mixolydian, but today we're playing Aeolian. And who knows, maybe we'll switch to Dorian soon. I do feel like checking out Dorian on this particular device. This particular instrument might sound pretty cool. So maybe I'll do that today. Nah. I don't know. Today's going to be a weird, weird day. I got a lot of Mothra to watch. Mosura, Mosura. And sometime at some point I'm going to have to find some food. Thank you. I just realized I was going to do today. I was going to try to find another good tabla beat and play to that, practice doing some of that business, but I forgot, and I'm kind of running out of time now to start plugging stuff in, so maybe we can do that later. I don't know. I'm still not very good at counting odd-numbered beats, and last night I was actually listening to one tabla riff known as a tal, a tabla rhythm, an Indian drum beat. It's called a tal, T-A-A-L. And I found a great one, but it was way too complicated for me to play to because it was a 7-beat rhythm. 7. Oh, I'm not Rush. I can't count to 7, but I did find some other cool stuff. Oh, I got to get around to playing some more of that, don't I? I really do. I'm going to accomplish anything today, I probably need to get to work instead of sitting around here noodling. My name is Tobe. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day without exception at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go and play my instrument some more, so bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.